Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, June 9th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." There is something deeply moving about a single light in darkness, a candle in a quiet church, a lamp glowing in the window of a lonely home, a porch light left on for someone returning late at night. Even the smallest light changes the atmosphere around it. Darkness never overcomes light. It only waits for light to appear. In today's gospel, Jesus does not merely say that we have light. He says, "You are the light of the world." That's quite astonishing. The one who called himself the light of the world now shares his light with us. Our lives are meant to become reflections of his presence. Many of us feel unworthy of such a calling. We know our weaknesses too well. We see our inconsistencies, our fears, our hidden struggles. We often imagine holiness belongs only to saints in stained glass windows or heroic souls whose lives seem extraordinary. But Jesus speaks these words to ordinary disciples, people who still doubted, misunderstood, and stumbled along the way. The light he speaks of is not self-generated brilliance. It is the humble radiance of a soul surrendered to God. A contemplative heart understands this deeply. The moon shines beautifully, but it possesses no light of its own. It only reflects the sun. So, too, with the Christian soul. We are not called to manufacture holiness through force or performance. We are called to remain turned towards Christ so that his light may reflect through us. The tragedy is not that we are weak. The tragedy is that we often hide the light we have been given. Jesus speaks of a lamp hidden under a bushel basket. Why would anyone hide a lamp? Fear, perhaps. Fear of rejection. Fear of standing apart. Fear of being vulnerable. Sometimes we hide our faith beneath politeness, sometimes beneath exhaustion, sometimes beneath the quiet temptation to blend into a world that asks little of holiness and much of comfort. Yet the world is starving for light. People long for authenticity. They long for peace. They long for goodness that is gentle rather than loud. They long for someone whose presence carries mercy instead of judgment, calm instead of anxiety, hope instead of bitterness. Often the light God asks us to shine is simpler than we imagine. It may be the patience of a mother exhausted by caregiving, the integrity of a businessman refusing dishonesty, the kindness of a stranger who truly listens, the forgiveness offered when pride wants revenge, the quiet fidelity of daily prayer. the courage to remain hopeful in suffering. These hidden acts become luminous in God's kingdom. There's a story from a small village monastery in Europe. The monastery had once been filled with young monks, but over the years it had grown empty and discouraged. The remaining monks lived quietly, burdened by disappointment and uncertainty about the future. One day, an elderly rabbi visited the monastery grounds. The abbot shared his sorrow with him. "We pray, we work, but life seems to be fading from this place." The rabbi listened silently and then said only this before leaving: "One of you is secretly the Messiah." The monks were stunned. Which one could it be? Brother Thomas, who was always kind? Brother Andrew, whose prayers were so deep? Even the difficult old cook? Surely not him. But because each monk wondered if Christ might somehow be hidden in the other, they began treating one another with profound reverence. Their conversations softened, their presence deepened. Joy slowly returned. Visitors noticed a strange peace in the monastery and began coming again. Young men eventually joined the community. Nothing dramatic had happened. Only this: they had begun seeing Christ's light in one another, and in doing so, their own hidden light emerged. This is what holiness often looks like. Not spectacle, illumination. The saints rarely thought of themselves as shining brightly. They simply stayed close to Jesus. Moses came down from the mountain unaware that his face radiated glory. The holiest souls are often the least conscious of their own holiness because they are no longer focused on themselves. The world does not need Christians who draw attention to themselves. It needs Christians transparent enough that others can glimpse Christ through them. Jesus says, "Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Notice here the final purpose: not admiration of us, but glory to the Father. A truly contemplative life always becomes radiant. Silence becomes compassion. Prayer becomes gentleness. Communion with God becomes visible in ordinary love. Sometimes we think evangelization means having perfect answers. More often it means becoming a peaceful presence in a restless world. A soul that trusts God becomes quietly luminous. And perhaps that is what people remember most, not our accomplishments, but the way they felt near us, more peaceful, more hopeful, more seen, more loved. That is light. Tonight, as darkness settles and lamps begin glowing in homes across the world, perhaps we might ask ourselves gently, what basket am I hiding beneath? What fear keeps my heart concealed? Where is Christ asking me simply to shine, not brilliantly, not dramatically, simply faithfully? For even a small flame offered to God can guide someone home. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light no darkness can overcome. Shine upon the hidden places of my heart. Remove the fear that keeps me concealed, the pride that seeks attention, and the discouragement that dims my hope. Teach me to remain close to you, so that your light may quietly radiate through my life. May my words bring peace, my actions reveal kindness, and my presence reflect your mercy. Let me become a lamp upon the stand, not for my glory, but so that others may see your goodness and come to know the love of the Father. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.